gentlemen, please join us in a Pride of Iowa welcome to Micah, Mark, Michael, and Brian, the 2016 Central States District Quartet Champion, Harmonia.
Came along and everything stopped. gentlemen, for the next 30 minutes, you're about to be entertained by pure professionals. That's right, professionals. Do not attempt this.
Professionals. We are not professional singers. We're not professionals.
Oh, sorry. I know we're not professional singers. What I meant by professionals was our day jobs.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I mean, how many quartets has a school teacher that sings bass? A dentist that sings tenor. We've got an accountant. He sings lead. I'm an IT guy. I sing baritone. And you're stuck with us for the next 30 minutes. She had bowl of peanuts on the table next to her. And as we were talking more and more, reached over and I grabbed one and I ate one and I thought that was pretty good. And the more we talked and talked, the more I ate and ate. You know, and about an hour passed of her talking, and I noticed that the bowl was completely empty.
You ate all of her peanuts?
I ate all the peanuts. I looked at her and I said, ma'am, I'm really sorry I ate all your peanuts. I'm really quite embarrassed. And very innocently and sweetly, she looked at me and she says, oh, Sonny, it's okay. I can't eat them anyway. I just sucked the chocolate off of them.
Someone like me, then suddenly.
tell you, this quartet spends so much time with each other, especially this time of year. Before Easter, we were up in South Dakota, then there was Easter weekend, and then last week we were out in Nebraska, and today we're here, so I'm with these guys all the time, so it's no wonder I'm always thinking about them. Well, the other night, I had a dream about these guys. Yeah, and I dreamt that I had died, and I went to heaven. That's not the joke. I'm just trying to say, that's not the joke. And I died and went to heaven. I got up there, and there were clocks everywhere, all over the walls, clocks. And I asked St. Peter, I said, what's with all the clocks? And he goes, well, he said, everybody on earth has a clock. And every time they sing a wrong note, the clock ticks once. And I was like, wow. I was like, well, where's my tenor's clock? Micah Jepson. His name's Micah Jepson. He sings tenor. Where's his clock? And so we found your clock, Micah, and it was ticking. Not real fast, but it was ticking very slow. It was pretty slow, but it was ticking. So anyway, but I found Brian's clock. It was actually ticking a little faster than Brian. I'm sorry to tell you. So it was ticking a little faster. I found my clock, and it was straight up and up. It's my dream, so it was. So, but I couldn't find Michael's clock anywhere. And I was like, St. Peter, where? I sleep with this guy, Michael Troyer. Yeah.
They didn't know where my clock was.
I couldn't find your clock. But St. Peter was like, oh, no, Michael Troyer. Yeah, oh, yeah. Baritone, yeah. Yep. We're using for his clock as a fan over in the lounge. Special little times, or the times when maybe things were rough and just out of nowhere you felt a hand on your shoulder just to let you know that things were kind of going to be okay. Or that time when you're in a room and your children, and everything just seems to be right in your life, and you just give that glance and that smile to one another. What we've decided as a couple is the things that matter the most in life are probably those very simple little things that we share with the one that we love.
Our life together seems to quickly come and go. Love still grows. Here's some things you ought to know. It's not how far we travel.
me to change the order here a bit, but I gotta. Every time we sing that song, it's one of my favorite songs we sing. Every time we sing that song, it reminds me of an older couple that used to live next door to us when I was a kid. And I remember hearing a story back when they got married that they would never, ever, they made a promise that they would never, ever be apart from each other. And it was amazing. As I grew up, I never saw them apart. You never see that anymore. You hardly ever see that these days. Even up until the very end, he looks at his sweet little wife and he says, "Honey, you've been by my side through all the bad times. Like the time I lost the house, you were there. And the time I got sick, you were there. And the time I lost my business, when I got cancer, you were always by my side. You know something?
account. I'm actually a banker by trade. I'm the CFO of a bank in Kansas City, and so I have to keep track of what's going on with the markets. And, you know, the stock market's been up and down, up and down. Well, just yesterday on CNBC, they were advising all Americans to really consider taking your money out of the stock market and investing it in CDs. And so we brought about 1,000 of CDs right out there just for you. Invest now. Some sound financial advice. And remember, you heard it here. And perfect. Man, very nice. So anyway, thank you so much. We're going to do one more song for you, but you all have been so great. Maybe. Come on back. We need a baritone.
My Lord and I, to walk and tell the story, children, my.